Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Singh. Nagaland's Department of Health and Family Welfare has announced the regularization of 97 medical officers engaged during the COVID-19 pandemic with immediate effect. In a press release yesterday, the department said the decision follows approval by the State Cabinet in August 2024, recommendation of the Departmental Screening Committee and a judgment of the Division Bench of the Guwahati High Court, Kohima Bench. On December 11, the Division Bench upheld an earlier single-judge ruling that had dismissed petitions challenging the state government's decision to regularize in-service medical officers engaged during the COVID-19 pandemic through a special recruitment drive. Finding no infirmity in the August 1 judgment, the bench allowed the state to proceed with the regularization. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the values of compassion, tolerance, mutual respect and collective responsibility are not merely past ideals but essential foundations for a strong and harmonious modern world. Speaking at an event in Gachibowli, Hyderabad of Telangana, Ms. Murmu highlighted that the vision for a developed India requires a blend of modern education with moral wisdom and innovation with environmental responsibility. The president stressed that the destiny of the country will be shaped not only by the skills and knowledge of its youth but also by their integrity and sense of purpose.
हजारों वर्षों से हमारी सभ्यता ने उन सिद्धांतों को अपनाया है जो सत्य न्याय करुणा आत्म अनुशासन और प्रकृति के साथ सामंजस्य पर आधारित है भारत की आध्यात्मिक विरासत विश्व की मानसिक नैतिक और पर्यावरण संबंधी समस्याओं का समाधान प्रदान करती है आधुनिकता और आध्यात्मिकता का संगम हमारी सभ्यता की सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing has been used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said offenders are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. It added that the campaign usually begins with victims receiving a message from a trusted contact. The message contains a link with a Facebook-style preview, which later leads to a verifying process via phone number. The ministry noted that this activity grants attackers full access to the victim's WhatsApp accounts without any password theft or SIM swapping and the chain follows. The ministry asks citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Viksit Bharat GRAMG Bill is connected to the development of villages in every aspect. He said this while addressing the Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2025 in New Delhi.
GRAMG, this bill ki kafi charcha hui. उसके मूल में क्या है किसान भाइयों दो चीज एक गरीब को काम मिलना चाहिए इसमें कोई दो मत मिलना ही चाहिए और इस बिल में हमने प्रावधान किया 100 दिन नहीं 125 दिन रोजगार की गारंटी लेकिन उससे गांव की तस्वीर भी बदल के मानेंगे विकास के काम गांव में होंगे
He informed that the ministry is inviting suggestions in the agriculture sector for the upcoming budget 2026-27 to build a resilient system On the second day of his visit to Assam today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with 25 school students today as part of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. After that, Mr. Modi will visit the newly constructed Swahid Smarak Kshetra in the city built in the memory of the 860 martyrs of the Assam movement. He will also perform Bhumi Pujan of the 12,000 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project and address a public meeting at Namrup. The Prime Minister arrived in Guwahati yesterday on a two-day visit to Assam. Kohima District Administration has reopened a section of the National Highway 29 between Lezocha and Kezanne for movement of heavy vehicles up to 10-wheeler trucks with immediate effect. In an order, Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum said the decision was taken following a status report from the National Highway Kohima Division on Friday, which confirmed the road was fit for vehicular traffic. And in men's cricket, Nagaland will face Manipur in the final of the Under-19 Kuch Bihar Trophy plate. The four-day match will be played at Sovima Cricket Ground in Chumukedima from December 24 to 27. Manipur enters the finals unbeaten while Nagaland recorded 3 wins and 2 losses on its way to the title clash. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.